And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. And I gotta tell you guys, man, listen, apparently they've gotten good response. So the folks at Riley and Jackson Law Firm down in Birmingham, those are friends of mine. I've known them for a number of years. Riley and Jackson, they are a Birmingham-based firm that operates statewide, and they do great work. And here's the interesting thing you might want to know. They are not just good on the law. They are good on politics, if you know what I'm saying. So Riley and Jackson, I checked with them because of all this stuff about Camp Lejeune and the water contamination cases. They've got like five staff lawyers working that issue right now. But they also let me know they've got another thing going on that they said, hey, Phil, since we got some of your people already signed up that are working on this Camp Lejeune thing, make sure they also know, and here's the deal, if you were a firefighter at any time, or for that matter, in the military using firefighting foam, you may have been exposed to a firefighting foam that is a known carcinogen now, causes cancer. And there have been proven claims of cancer related to the use of this firefighting foam. Riley and Jackson is helping handle those cases right now. They will not charge you for a phone call. They'll listen to what your story is. They'll talk to you about whether you have a claim. And if you indeed have a claim, they will not get paid unless they get a claim paid for you. So there's the deal. And folks, they're just good people there. I like working with them. I've worked on cases with them. I've worked on issues with them. Riley and Jackson, here's their phone number. You ready? 205-879-5000. That's Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. And please tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I'm headed into the next round of the show. I will tell you, though, the text lines are blowing up, so we're going to jump on some of those here in a minute. And then I've got a serious issue right now. And Boomer's on the phone, so I can't talk to him about it. But I've got a serious issue. I don't know the answer to this question. Since for many of you, this is a short work week because it's Thanksgiving week, and Thanksgiving, I would imagine that a bunch of you are, or most of you are off on Thursday. Maybe a lot of you are off Thursday and Friday. Does that mean that tomorrow is hump day? Do we have to play the camel tomorrow? I don't know the answer to this. So is camel day on Wednesday, or is, Boomer, I need you back. Is camel day on Wednesday, or is camel day on the middle of the work week? This is interesting. Huh. So, all right, we'll figure it out between now. So you may hear the camel tomorrow. Boomer, did you hear my question?
I did. I did hear the question. So, that is very interesting.
You just over there chatting with, who was that?
It was Brian.
Is that Brian calling in? Yeah, tell Brian hello. So what do we do with this? Is it tomorrow
that's
hump day because it's halfway through the work week, or is Wednesday always camel day?
That is a very hard thing because it is halfway through the work week tomorrow.
It's a conundrum wrapped in an enigma.
Maybe we should just see what everyone thinks, and they could just text in real quick.
All right, you're welcome to text in. We'll take it.
That'd be interesting to see.
If you have an opinion, should we play the camel tomorrow, or should we play the camel as per usual on Wednesday? And we'll see. But right now, I'm going to the next part of the Triple Dipper. Some of these stories are going to make you roll your eyes. Some are going to make you wring your hands. Some are going to make you just like stomp your feet. Others are going to make you just laugh. Adventures in Woke World, we call it. Hit it.
Adventures in Woke World.
There it is. All right. So here's the deal. I got a series of stories here, some of which are just funny. Some of which, like I said, will make you just mad. Here's the deal. First story out the gate. Fox News. Dated today. Pentagon promotes critical race theory and gender identity insanity, according to a GOP report. All right, they deny it. They deny it. But Senator Marco Rubio and Representative Chip Roy have helped co-author a report based upon investigations, whistleblowers, and gathering up the evidence, saying that the Biden administration has launched extensive diversity and equity initiatives in the military that have popularized elements of critical race theory and gender identity and significantly weakened the U.S. Armed Forces. Whoo. Here's a quote. Our military's singular purpose is to provide for the common defense of our nation, the report said. It cannot be turned into a left-wing social experiment. It cannot be used as a cudgel against America itself. And it cannot be paralyzed by fear of offending the sensibilities of Ivy League faculty lounges or progressive pundits. The world is a dangerous place, and the Biden administration's insanity is eroding our greatest source of security in it. I totally agree. And that's what's happening right now. By the way, it is not... not new. We've been covering this on the show since the day the show started. I mean, you got things like U.S. military base in Germany hosted Drag Queen Story Hour recently. That's on a government facility. Military is now saying it will cover the cost of transgender procedures for its members, which allows them to serve as transgender and use the bathroom of their preferred gender. You got, most recently I saw where the Joint Special Operations Command's Air Force Combat Dive School now says it will have joint locker rooms and bathrooms. What? Military recruitment videos in recent years have touted the military's inclusivity to LGBT members with the use of the Rainbow Pride flag in their advertising. And Rubio points out, he says, rather than making the case for American greatness and protecting our nation, the military is parroting woke nonsense. We need to spend more time thinking about how to counter Chinese aircraft carriers, less time thinking about pronouns. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm so glad the Republicans have at least a simple majority right now. Next story I've got, this one's just funny. So I don't know, Boomer, did you see this? That, you know, Elon Musk has Twitter now.
Oh, yes.
And did you see that, was it CBS? Well, we're just not going to be on Twitter anymore. For 2 days.
For 2 days. And then...
cracks me up.
Yes.
Okay.
Is awesome.
All right. Elon Musk pokes fun at CBS's short-lived Twitter hiatus after the network resumes tweeting less than 48 hours. So here's the bottom line. In case you haven't heard this, classic. So they got ahead of themselves. Here's the translation. In fact, Jordan Peterson, who I really like Jordan Peterson stuff. Jordan Peterson says, translation, we virtue signaled too impulsively, and now we're hastily backtracking. Although we're trying hard not to take any responsibility for the consequences of our stupidity, he says. So, yeah, CBS said, well, when Elon took over, they felt like we needed to get off of Twitter altogether due to the uncertainty about his management. 2 days later, we're going to continue to monitor the security concerns, but we'll start tweeting again. To which Elon Musk just tweeted back at them a little giggling emoji. He's having a good time with it. It's just,
yes.
Just,
and then a lot of other people chimed in as well, which is...
Rightfully so.
Yes.
Rightfully so. Adventures in Woke World. How about this one? Hey, Boomer, by the way, the text line blew up. You better check the text line while I'm reading these. Because I can't tell what's happening. But I looked over there and I went, what the heck? Oh, I see. People are chiming in about playing the camel music. I'm seeing Wednesdays. I'm seeing Tuesday. So we better start keeping a tally here, bud. What do you think? I may have opened Pandora's box.
You may have.
All right. So the question is, if you want to text in 833-687-4448, do we play the camel on Tuesday because it's a short work week, or do we play the camel on Wednesday because that's the day we usually play it? I'm looking for direction from the right side ruffians in the audience. Y'all let us know. Boomer's keeping a tally right now. Okay, next story. Adventures in Woke World. Rhode Island school district official calls misgendering an act of violence. This is the stupidest thing. Okay, the article starts off, it was dated yesterday, by the way. Article starts off, there is no length to which these people won't go to enforce their gender ideology on the rest of the public. It says progressives have been engaged in an effort to advance their agenda in schools by trying to influence students into embracing their ideas on sexuality, gender, and race. And now that parents are speaking out, leftists have to do everything they can to try and discredit the parents. So here's the deal. Recently, a Rhode Island elected school district official, elected person, this is somebody who's in a position of leadership, some measure of authority, you know what I'm saying, claimed that people who use the wrong pronouns are just... People who use the wrong pronouns are engaging in an act of violence which should be dealt with accordingly. How about that? Went on to say, sharing a post from another activist group, that purposefully misgendering students is an act of violence. Respond accordingly. What is that saying? Is that saying, hey, you should get violent with them? What? Anyway. The person's last name is Lima. Where's the person's name? I'm going to find their full name, dadgummit. Last name is Lima. Jennifer Lima. Jennifer Lima in the North Kingstown School District. Yep, she's big into diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and all that. Lima acknowledged that people would, quote, find the use of the word violence extreme, and maybe she was really only referring to psychological violence. So she's crawfishing in a big way right now. I got news. There's different standards for leadership. Let me just take this off the side. She's an elected official. Govern your freaking impulsiveness on social media accordingly. How about that? How about rather than getting out there and saying, misgendering is violence, maybe you stop and think about how stupid you look as an elected official when you say stuff like that. I got a call on the line, Boomer. Do I? Is that hey, Sparky's on the line. Sparky on line one. How you doing, bud?
Yeah, happy Monday to you and Boomer.
You too.
Hey, no matter what day you choose for to make the camel day, I had a friend who worked in the Secret Service, and he reminded me that in the Clinton White House, every day was hump day.
Oh, that's Sparky. We almost had to hit the button on you, man. That's
really
okay. We're going to let that. I'm not even going to go down that road anymore, Sparky.
Okay.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man. Hey, have a great Thanksgiving in case we don't talk to you.
All right, man.
All right, Sam. Yeah, that's not good. Okay, we're going to let that one lay. I'm not even going to comment. I'm going to the next story. By the way, here's one that'll make you mad. So President Biden has been at the... President Biden has been at the COP27 conference, the climate conference. I never forgot what COP stands for, COP climate conference. Anyway, it's where all the world leaders get together and virtue signal in front of the eyes of the world, tell everybody how enlightened they are. Well, nearly 200 world governments, including the Biden administration, agreed on this past Saturday, according to a story on Daily Caller that I picked up that came out over the weekend. They agreed Saturday to a framework that will have the rich countries compensate the poor countries for damages allegedly caused by carbon emissions. It's a climate reparations. That's what they're calling it. Climate reparations, UN summit. I kid you not. Now, in a minute, I'm going to read you one of the most bureaucratic doublespeaks I've ever read in my life. But anyway, here's the thing. The opening paragraph says, wealthy nations will create a, quote, loss and damage fund that will provide money to countries that have suffered from climate-related disasters such as droughts or hurricanes, according to a draft proposal seen by Reuters. Droughts or hurricanes, like we're at fault. I'm sorry. We have a larger industrial base and more people, and we drive more cars. We must be at fault. That's the reason why Indonesia had a hurricane or a monsoon or whatever. Anyway. Here's the doublespeak. You ready for this? Steve Malloy is apparently an Energy and Environmental Legal Institute senior legal fellow. There's a title. He said, there is only an agreement to agree next year, which is not an agreement. This is a face-saving fake deal to keep stringing poor countries along in order to keep the Paris hoax alive. Okay, he's not a bureaucrat. He's a senior fellow. But this is basically, he says, this is only an agreement to agree next year, which is not an agreement. It's merely a face-saving fake deal to keep stringing the poor countries along in order to keep the Paris Climate Accords hoax alive. Wow. That's just adventures in a woke world. All right, Boomer, take us to the break, man. I know you're having to count. The text lines are going bananas on whether or not we should have the hump day, the camel, played tomorrow because it's a short work week, or do we play it Wednesday like usual? Let us know. 833-687-4448. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. I got some great texts. I mean, Boomer, I know you've been scanning through them too, but I just looked over the text line after reading some of my notes. It's like, wow. And I, by the way, on the question of the camel, apparently we have hit a nerve. So, I mean, I can't tell you how many camel-related texts have come in. We've been keeping track. We're going to decide the winner before we leave today. But yeah, if you want to text in, here's the thing. Every Wednesday's hump day, we play the camel. But the question is it because it's hump day or because it's Wednesday? So, yeah, do we play it tomorrow because it's a short work week for a lot of you? Or do we play it on Wednesday like usual? That's
the question.
That's the question, Boomer.
I know. And it's interesting to hear everybody's opinions. So I'm eager to tell you, but we gotta wait till closer to the end of the show.
Okay, so you're not gonna give us like the exit polls as they're going right now.
No, because I want everybody to stringing you along.
Okay, all right, but I do like some of the responses we're getting.
Yes,
like
absolutely.
By the way, we got a new texter who just texted in, but did not give us a name and where they're from. So I need to get that one. But they got a great point. Some camels have two humps. Just play it both days. That's just good. There's one hump camels and two hump camels.
There's both.
That's genius. I don't know. We'll see. Now we're gonna pick one day. We got it. We can't wear out one of our best sound effects. So, all right. What else do we got here? Paul from Athens has texted in regarding some of what I just read a minute ago about climate change and reparations. He said, "We've always had climate change, but 50 years ago, back when we didn't have woke idiots, we just called it seasons." I got Amanda from Decatur about the camel. Says, "Nobody really works the whole work week. You should just do it today and tomorrow." Okay. Brian from Huntsville says, "Every day is hump day, so every day except Sunday." We can't play it every day, though, Brian. You know that. JT from Lacey Springs, just blown away by Sparky's comment. Leon from Decatur weighing in and wants more of my grandbaby making everybody happy. So I tell you what, I am reaching for the phone right now because I can't play it enough. I've got to hear it again. So here we go. That is my grandbaby. She is perfect. Wait for it. Wait for it. Here she comes. Another one. Go, girl. Melting me.
I like your cackle at the end as well. That's great. I mean, it just
blows me away.
Oh, it's just great.
Babies are awesome. Grandbabies are awesome.
Grandbabies.
Hey, finishing up this segment, listen, I got two stories left in the Adventures in Woke World. Coming up top of the hour, my buddy Jeff Poor from 1819 News and FM Talk 106.5 will be calling in, talking about the next 2 years. But yeah, so story here on Fox News in the Woke World segment. Woke goes to die over education at the ballot box. So, you know, there's that famous line now that I love that came from Ron DeSantis' victory speech the other night in the elections. He said, "In Florida is where woke goes to die." Man, what a statement. But they point out in this article on Fox, which came out yesterday, Donald Trump had policies that he embraced as a candidate, as a president, that related to education, freedom, and parental rights, and those are still very popular. I mean, those, by the way, those poll incredibly high. Why the Alabama legislature can't see that, I don't know. But school choice is a big deal. It says, in July, Randy Weingarten, the head of the American Federation of Teachers, the teachers union, published the results of a poll the union commissioned showing that the sample of voters in key swing states trust Republicans more than Democrats on education issues. And it goes on to say that in August, there were 15 Republican governors, and I'm not sure if Ivy was in this, that issued a statement reaffirming their commitment to parents. Of the 15, there were 10 who ran for re-election this year, all of which won their races. And 7 of those 10 had an even higher share than they received in the previous election. The clear lesson, it says, is conservatives at the state level can win with a solid agenda about protecting parental rights and education choice. There you go. Adventures in Woke World. Coming up next, my buddy Jeff Poor will talk politics. Y'all stay tuned.